We'll come by into the ninth and continuing series of lectures on the 13 principles of faith of Maimonides, that is the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam, which the Rambam sets forth in his Hakdama to Perichelek as part of his Perish Mishnayos. Last time we began the seventh Ikar, which is out of Moshe Rabbeinu. And I think it's worth it to read inside in the text too. This is the Sera Shvi. I'm reading from the text of Rabbi Shila, translated directly from the Arabic. Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the seventh Ikar. V'hu la'amin shu'avien shalachol ha'neviyim. He's the father of all neviyim. Shalachol of shlacha. Those neviyim who came after, before him and after him. Kulam hem tachta b'madrega all neviyim are lower than Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of the level of prophecy. V'hu b'chir Hashem. He's the choice of God, the choices of God, of Kodesh Baruch Hu, mikol ha'min ha'noishi, from the entire human race. Moshe Rabbeinu apprehended more, not only that anyone before had apprehended, but the Rambam's position is Moshe Rabbeinu apprehended more than any person will ever apprehend, right, in the future. Moshe Rabbeinu actually was able to transcend the human order until he reached the order of angels. He actually existed on the level of angels. He was not left a partition that he did not penetrate. There was nothing in his physical body which prevented him from doing so. By the way, this is a proof that Moshe Rabbeinu had a physical body. He had a body. He reached a high madrega, a high level, but he had a physical body. Not like those people want to interpret that according to certain people, he didn't have a physical body. Is that important? I mean, we don't have to explore the opinion of idiots, yeah. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Rambam, achieved the highest level, which is called intellect. In other words, according to the Rambam, what is unique about Moshe Rabbeinu, very unique about Moshe Rabbeinu, is the fact that he reached the highest level of intellect. And therefore, not only his physical body, but I would say his koichas demyonis, which means his imaginary faculties, did not get in the way of his prophecy. In other words, all the prophets, according to the Rambam, used both the rational faculty and what's called the imaginary faculty, right? And I would imagine the imaginary faculty is more connected with bodily functions than the rational faculty. According to the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu's imaginary faculty did not get in the way of his rational apprehension. Okay. Therefore, he was able to speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu without without the intermediary of angels. Now, in other words, so according to the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu is the pinnacle of intellect, and this unique intellectual apprehension of Moshe Rabbeinu sets him apart from not anyone who came before him and after him too. Okay, now. So, Rambam says, I really want to explain this topic, right, in detail. The Torah Ma'aluli Pesukei HaTorah, to unlock the secrets of the verses. Ulevai Inyan Pel Peh, to explain what the Torah says. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was Pel Peh. V'chozah Pasuk, the entire verse. V'zulasa Minyanei Lusharisi Kol Eilu Yerem Dakimav. These are very subtle matters. V'itztoch La'achover Rabba Bakdomis V'ushalim. And this will require a tremendous amount of expansion and introductions and metaphors, which is you have to explain actually the entire declension of intellects from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which are the Malachim, the intellects, the angels. And he says, of course, something like this, well, right? And he says, even 100 pages. That would be enough. Levir hanchele mekoymi. I'm going to leave it for its place. In b'sefer perush hadrosha she'yalti lechabroi. Because maybe I'm going to write a commentary on the agadatas. Drosha's here means agadatas, right? Or b'sefer nevoa she'achilo siboya. Maybe a book on prophets which I've begun. Or b'sefer perush elias. So I want to speak about these foundations. Okay, now.
Did he write those books?
Good question. The question is, did he write these books? Now, my opinion is that he did. Okay? Look, it could possibly that he didn't write the books, but my opinion is that he did. I'm going to explain to you where I think he wrote the book. And this will help us understand really where the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu really fits into the Rambam. Okay, now, first of all, it's interesting that when he speaks about the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, he says to really explain it, we have to explain all these yesodos. In other words, we have to explain the physical, metaphysical ontology, beginning with God and the angels. We have to explain the different psukim, the different verses. We have to explain prophecy. We have to explain basically have to explain everything. Now, what's interesting is that the Rambam in the Mir Nevuchim, which is in the section of prophecy, says something very, very interesting. We know that there's I actually referred to this before. We know that in the Mir Nevuchim there's several chapters in which the Rambam deals with prophecy. And the chapters begin with Perek Lamed Beis, second chapter of the second section, right? In the Schwartz edition, which we've been using, it begins on page 373. And this section of prophecy goes basically goes to Perek Memhei, chapter 45. Although actually, the Rambam does speak about Nevuah in several chapters after that too. Now, so there's a section of Nevuah. So one could imagine that if the Rambam says over here, B'sefer Nevuah Shachilosi, but he's explained it in the Book of Prophecy, which I've begun, so one would imagine that in the Mir Nevuchim, the Rambam would explain the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu in the section of Nevuah. Because here the Rambam has quite a number of chapters, 14, 15 chapters, which deal with prophecy. But what's interesting is, the Rambam says something very interesting in Perek Lamed Hei, chapter 35, of section 2. And this is on page 382 of the Schwartz edition. And he says like this. He says, Kevayiv halti lanoshim kulam, I've already explained to everybody, as Abbas ha'abdeinu ha'shem ha'em didas mevush Moshe Rabbeinu v'nefuah shah nevuim, that the four differences between nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu and nevuah of other nevuim. I've already explained that, right? Now, where have you explained? This is the Rambam. Hevesi rayis lakav vivati esam beperash ha'mishnah. I've explained them in the Perush Mishnah, which is our Perush Mishnah. I haven't read the four differences, but the Rambam goes on and lists four differences between the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu and the prophecy of other prophets. Over Mishnah Torah. Also, in the Rashi Mishnah Torah, the Rambam actually, in Halacha Vav Perek Zayin, there also, too, the Rambam devotes a discussion to differences between the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu and that of other prophets. Okay? Says the Rambam, "Ein tzorich lachzor al zois ve'ein zois mimatoras ha-sefer." Says the Rambam, I have to repeat this, and this is not the purpose of the sefer. I mean, that's the purpose of the sefer. What is Judaism without Moshe Rabbeinu? Masha diachal isha kol davar she'omer al deis nevuah perek zeh al deis tzuas and nevuah sam shekol nevim asher lefnei Moshe Rabbeinu el b'macharam. In other words, everything that's speaking about prophecy in these chapters is going to be on the prophecy of those Nevi'im, those prophets, who either before Moshe Rabbeinu or after Moshe Rabbeinu. The Elul Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, what about the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu? I mean, isn't that central to Judaism? It's one of your Ikrim. Now it's one of your Ikrim. You probably write more words in the seventh Ikrim than you wrote in all the Ikrim put together, right? Says the Rambam, Lo Echachas Bepokam Ela Ba'af Mila. I'm not going to mention even one word. I'm not going to say one word, not even explicitly or not even alludingly. Is that a word?
No.
Illusion. I'm not going to use illusion. I'm not going to allude to it. So we'll make up a word. Kiladaiti Hashem Novi Nema Al Moshe V'Azulosai B'Sipuk. Okay. Very interesting. Not one word I'm going to mention about Moshe Rabbeinu. So where is Moshe Rabbeinu? Where is he in the mind of Vulchem? In negative theology, we spoke about the incorporeality of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we mentioned that the Rambam explained the psukim in Parshas Kisisa, what Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to sing, what he wasn't allowed to sing. But the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, why should Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu not be in the mind of Vulchem? Hasn't the Rambam told us explicitly to explain the Moshe Rabbeinu? What do I have to know? I have to know a tremendous expansion and introductions, right? And general ideas, the Mishalim, the Metzias of the Melachim, the order of the angels, the hierarchy of angels, and their hierarchy from the existence, the nature of angels, of intellects, the hierarchy from Kodesh Baruch Hu, the nefesh and all the koichos, the nature of the human being, right? I mean, what is there more to speak about? However, this is a big question. Where is Moshe Rabbeinu in the Meira Nevuchim? Now, the fact is, the Rambam says I'm not going to speak one word about Moshe Rabbeinu in these chapters of Nevuah, and it's not true. It's not true. Why is it not true? Because, for example, the Rambam devotes Perek Lamed Tes to a discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other prophets, the other Nevi'im. The Rambam, in making the claim, that Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to reveal the law. Reveal the Torah is law, is halacha. Other Nevi'im are not coming to reveal law. They're coming to the Mashkichim. They're coming to, in fact, encourage us, or warn us, or in fact, on the Nevuah, but listen to the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, was the other Nevi'im are coming, says the Rambam, right, just to tell us about, tell us, to strengthen our belief and our commitment to the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. What is Moshe Rabbeinu coming? Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to present to us the most balanced person, reasonable and balanced person. Rambam brings Chukim, Mishpatim, Tzadikim. Says Rambam, what is Tzadikim? Balanced. Muzanim, says the Rambam. And now in Perek Lamed Tes, at the very end of page 395 of this fourth edition, that a person should not go to the two extremes of Naziris, right, of self-flagellation. And also a person shouldn't go to the other extreme of self-indulgence. Right? But rather a person should seek somehow what's the most reasonable, which the Rambam says to be the middle path. Okay? And this is really what Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to reveal to us. Now, so the Rambam does discuss Moshe Rabbeinu in Perek Lamed Tes. And not only in allusion and one word, but actually discusses, in that sense, what the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to do. But in addition to that, the Rambam does speak about the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Perek Mem Hei, chapter 45, page 416 in the Schwartz edition. And he speaks about Pe'el Pe'a Adaber Boy, right? That the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu was a Nevuah that uses only the rational intellect, the Koyach HaMedaber, well, not the Koyach HaMedames, as Professor Schwartz translates it. And there's an entire paragraph there about Moshe Rabbeinu. So, for sure, the Rambam does mention a word or two about Moshe Rabbeinu. And, in fact, actually, in other words, we get an idea of what the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is in contradiction to that of the Nevi'im. However, what I'd like to do is, I'd like to go to the introduction of the Rambam to the Meir Nevuchim. Okay? Now, first of all, right, The Rambam, right, is coming. What is the purpose of the guide of the Murna Bukhe for the Rambam? So, the Rambam tells us, right, that the Rambam speaks about the Murna Bukhe is coming to tell us the Let me one second over here. First of all, the Rambam speaks about that the Sefer is coming to explain us psukim, scripture of the Nevi'im, understand the prophets. Okay? But then the Rambam goes on and says, right, that the Sefer is going to tell us, teach us what we would translate the true signs of the law. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. Right? And the Rambam says, in the Omer Sefer Masala called Koshel Meivin Oisai, it's not going to take away every difficulty. Right? Okay. But nonetheless, I'm on page 11. But he says, Yafim batul l'chol seichel chacham. Right? He goes on, he's about Maisa Bereishis, Maisa Merkava. No, Maisa Bereishis is Chachmas HaTeva, says the Rambam, which is the natural wisdom, natural philosophy. Maisa Merkava is metaphysics, Chachmas Elokis. So the Rambam says he's going to say things only if he's not going to hide these things. He's only saying them in Rosh Prokem. He's going to allude to them in chapter headings, says the Rambam. It goes on, what is the purpose of the Murna Bukhe. Okay? He speaks of what the heck, he speaks about. Now he says like this. He goes on, it's like this. He speaks about Maisa Bereishis, Maisa Merkava. Maisa Bereishis, Chazal say that you can't teach it to a lot of people. Right? Okay? Okay, don't think that. Don't think these secrets, right? You do them at tachlisim v'seifim l'echad mitano. Don't think that everyone knows all these secrets from the beginning to the end. Elapamim ha'emes mavikim lano ach anu choishim oisam lo'orayim. Sometimes these secrets somehow illuminate us. So somehow we think that they're the light of the day. But then there's a illumination. It's like a lightning. And then the darkness of the physical world sets in again. Right? It's like a person's in the middle of the night, says the Rambam. And the lightning flashes. You know, once, twice, a few times a night. Yesh b'neinu, on page 13, Yesh b'neinu sh'abara mavik lo pam achapam atshu kivyochol tamim b'toich orsha enu poiser. Sometimes the lightning flashes so often, so a person feels he's in a non-ceasing, right, illumination. Kach sh'alai lehoifech lo leyoim, that the night turns into the daytime. Who's this person that the lightning flashes so often that he feels he's in the daytime? Zui dagus godol ha-neviyim asher nem olay. This is the highest level of the neviyim, and which is said about him. V'ata poi amod imodi v'nem alav kikoran or ponim. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Yesh b'nem shivik loy abarak pamachat b'chol leiloy, etc., etc. In other words, the Rambam is speaking about the secrets of the Torah. Part of which he's going to reveal a little bit in the Murna Bukhe. And who is the person, right, for whom the lightning flashes to the point where the night lights up? That's none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. Interesting. So, it would come out that The purpose of the Meirin Nevuchim, according to the Rambam, is coming to reveal albeit in a hidden way, certainly, a knowledge, an understanding of the world, which is characterized by the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's clear from the introduction of the Rambam. Now, what's interesting is that this theme pops up several times within the Meirin Nevuchim. Now, for example, I mentioned before that at the end, in Perek Lamed Tes, in chapter 39 of the second section, the Rambam says that the purpose of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is to present us, to reveal to us, right, what the Rambam says, HaMezek HaMe'uzen Shusia Izun Sheb'oisei Min, the most perfect balance of the human species, of the human race. That's what the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu has come to tell us. Right? Hare kol mezik achoy mito izun tiyeh bo is fekas o afraza, anything which deviates from this perfect mean, right, says the Rambam, is either insufficient or exaggerated. Keira teira zois. So this teira, shehiva shehi muzenis v'omar. And this teira, it says, chukim u'ishpatim tzadikim. And so the Rambam, yedei ata yunosha tzadikim perusha muzanim. Tzadikim is muzanim, balanced. Kihem avodi she'en ben teira afagzama. The teira entails on us a worship of God, which is not exaggerated, it doesn't weigh down on a person, kamo hanazilus, like those who separate themselves, right? When the didas is like fun and people who torture themselves, symptoms of self-flagellation, for isfekas, hakeres, hatayves, hatbachos, hatsheshlevis, hanoshi, nivka, midas, viyuna, or for the people who actually go overboard in their lust for the world. Now it says the Rambam, when we speak about in this book on the Tamei HaMitzvot, which is already in the third section, it will be explained to you this balance, this wisdom, that which is fitting to explain concerning these topics. And therefore it says, Teras Hashem Tamima. In other words, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to reveal to us the most balanced way in which a person should conduct himself. And the Rambam is identifying the most balanced ethic with the wisest. In other words, that ethic which is closer, which is on the highest level, has achieved the highest level of wisdom, of chokhmah. Now, what's interesting is the Rambam, as he tells us in chapter 39, right, actually comes back to this theme in the Tamei HaMitzvot. So, for example, in chapter 25 of section 3 of the Tamei HaMitzvot, the Rambam explains the fact that when a Kaddish Baruch, anything a Kaddish Baruch Hu does, right? The Rambam here on page 5 to 10, chapter 25, section 3, Perech Tafei Chelek Gimel, right? And the Rambam, right? Right? In other words, a Kaddish Baruch Hu does in accordance with his wisdom. Right? Because Baruch only does something which is possible, and that which is possible is defined by his wisdom. Right? There's no divide. Nothing predicates Kodesh Baruch Hu to create something, do something which represents the ultimate good. Zui das ben Torah, this is the opinion of Rabbi ben Torah, and also the opinion of the philosophers. Kein das philosopher. Kein datenu anu, it's our opinion too. Even though we believe the world is created ex nihilo,
Kol habadir chamino eino ma'aminim shezeh b'cheipes b'lvah. But kreitach zilul doesn't mean that Kodesh Baruch just did something by pure will. Elohim ma'aminim shechokhmosu is Allah. But they believe that it was God's great wisdom. Asher ein anu masikim oisa, which we cannot apprehend. Chayva es metzias o'il mazeh b'shleimusu b'hechah b'shah shebal yidei metzias. In other words, basically, the world was created according to God's wisdom. And of course, this wisdom existed before the world was ever brought to creation. In other words, we can't say that the world was created just from a quirk of God, but it's dictated according to God's wisdom. And the Rambam brings verses on this. Okay?
Obviously, the word before that doesn't really apply.
Okay. There's an interesting contradiction here. Is the world eternal? Is not eternal? We spoke about that already, but we'll speak a little bit again. Okay, kavar dat lacham. Speaking towards the end, towards the last paragraph on page 511. Is das terasenu binyan zeh v'shi asher b'chayim laham. This is the opinion of our Lord, the opinion of the Torah, and this is what every person has to believe in. There's nothing absurd by saying that all of creation, right, is commensurable with his great wisdom. Here's with the capital H. Even though we don't know much, we're not praying all of this wisdom, but for sure the world and everything in the world, right, is the cause of this wisdom. Al das zois nivnasa Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu kula. The Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the entire Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, is built on this premise that every act, which includes every command of God, has a basis in the reason of HaKadosh, in reason. And that's what it says. Vayalokim is a kol asher asa toiv, yinei toiv ma'oit, asa toiv va'oloi. And the Rambam says, you should pay attention, you should understand this. In other words, the entirety of the Torah, which is the entire Torah of Teres Moshe, the foundation of Teres Moshe Rabbeinu, it is based upon the intellect of God. And the intellect of God appears to be manifested in two aspects. One is ethics, and ethics on the highest level would be what we call balanced. This is the Rambam explains in chapter 39 of section 2. And of course, ontology, the logic and wisdom with which Kodesh Baruch created the world. The reflection of this, as we've discussed in the earlier principles, is the way in which man comes to understand Kodesh Baruch. Now, what's interesting is that the Rambam goes on and speaks about this again in chapter 27 of section 3, which is page 516, 517. The Rambam says, Kavonas kol haTorah shnei devarim. The purpose of the Torah is two things. V'hem tekinas hanefesh kinas haguf. The Torah is coming to rectify both man's soul, his spiritual aspect, and his physical aspect. Tekinas haguf. Okay, the Rambam speaks about ethics, etc. And then Rambam speaks about shleimus, the person shleimus and his beliefs. Right. His intellect, and goes to the Rambam and says, this is on page 517, the third paragraph of the Schwartz edition again, L'chein ha-Torah Mises, the true Torah, asher bi'anu shi achas being built, which you explained that it is unique, he v'hi Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, that is the Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, ba rak l'amad ha-sanu is coming to teach us shnei ha-shleimius gam yachad, to teach these two perfections at this together. Kloima, let us say, Tekinas Matsavi Bani Adam Elu Im Elu, basically, the ethics of society. Okay? And then he says, and through these good midas, right? Right? That every person can reach the first shleim, is the first perfection, which is amunus amatan deis nechaynis, proper philosophy, proper beliefs. V'shabayim tuzak ha-shleim es achoyna. In other words, the Torah's come teach us both ethics and both ontology, beliefs and morals. And this is the unique property of the Torah, of Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, because it's based upon the intellect of God, which was the basis for God's creation of the world. So in other words, we see clearly that the intellectual perfection of Moshe Rabbeinu, and I was going to add to ethical perfection too, right, was vital for what? Was vital for that Moshe Rabbeinu is the person who reveals the Torah, who reveals Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. No one else can do that. No other Navi can do that, because every other Navi has an admixture of what's called the imaginative intellect, which is chaitzit, which comes to divide between the intellect of HaKadosh Baruch, the intellect which man can apprehend of God, right? And between, you know, a person's more physical needs, which come to distort that. So in other words, we see over here, but very, very interesting is, now, goes on the Rambam and explains that all the mitzvahs have, I mean, the Rambam's famous shita, you can listen to our lectures on shkafashekel.com. The Rambam's famous opinion is that all the mitzvahs have a reason behind them. And this is a property of acts of God, which God acts only in accordance with his reason. The Rambam actually bases his Tamei mitzvahs on this principle that God acts with reason. God doesn't create with a quirk, kivyachol, but he creates on the basis of his reasoning. So now, what we have is very interesting. What is the Meir Nevuchim? The Meir Nevuchim is none other but the Rambam's understanding of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. The Nevuas Moshe is coming to explain to us the basis of both Jewish ethics and Jewish belief. The basis of Maisa Bereishis, Maisa Makava. The basis of the creation of the world and the basis of the structure of metaphysics. That is the Meir Nevuchim, according to the Rambam. The Meir Nevuchim is the Rambam's rendition of what he understood to be, in his terms, the message or the import of Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy. So, if we look at all the things the Rambam speaks about here, he speaks about Hadamas u'mishalim, introductions, which means, Rambam calls Hadamas means, you know, axioms, mishalim, the metaphors Rambam speaks about in the first section of Meir Nevuchim, he speaks about mishalim with the Nevi'im, the Metzias Hamalachim, the Madrekas of the angels, the intellects, right? Right? Nevuah, the Yesoides, all these things are in the Meir Nevuchim, but all these things are part and parcel of Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. But because they constitute the wisdom and ethic which is being communicated by the Torah, based upon the axiom that at the basis of this ethic and this knowledge is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's only the intellect of Moshe Rabbeinu which is able to apprehend this and to reveal this to the world. Yeah.
So when he says in 35, I won't speak about these chapters.
He doesn't have to do, because it's all Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything's Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he says, not even one word. Because he doesn't have to. On the contrary, the chapters and prophecy are coming to distinguish between that and the rest of the same. Right. What's the number I'm saying? Now, what's interesting is, and you know, I think this is important, is that this is in fact actually the basis. Not only is this in fact actually the basis of the entire Torah, but this actually was the Rambam's understanding of the Vuz Moshe Rabbeinu. The Vuz Moshe Rabbeinu encompassed not only the intellect which, and the wisdom which lies at the basis of the laws of the Torah, right? But also, in fact, lies at the basis of our understanding of the entire ontology of the world and its ethical content. So Rambam speaks about that in his sections of negative theology, which is actually expressed in Parshas Ki Sisa, Mitzvah Hashem, this week. We spoke about this already. Now, just to say that the Rambam actually makes this much clearer at the end of the Ma'ariv Nevuchim too. And the Rambam concludes the Ma'ariv Nevuchim with chapter 54 in section 3, Perek Nun Dalet Chelek Gimel, which begins on page 670 in the Schwartz edition. And then the Rambam speaks about Chachma, wisdom, the concept of wisdom. And of course the Rambam mentions, right, that knowledge of the Torah and wisdom, right? He speaks about these two concepts and he says, they said on Moshe Rabbeinu, he's al b'chachma, al b'tera, al b'neviyim. Okay? So he speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu. And then, the Rambam speaks about levels of perfection, different levels of perfection. And of course, the fourth level of perfection, says the Rambam, is intellectual perfection. This is on page 673, right? In other words, the third level of perfection is perfection in most of the mitzvahs. The second level of perfection is bodily perfection, right? The first level of perfection is financial perfection. If that means anything. The fourth level is intellectual perfection. Okay? And of course, the Rambam has already told me that Moshe Rabbeinu is, we see this here in the Iklan, represents the highest level of intellectual perfection. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu is called Abba Chachma, Abba Tera, Abba Neviya. What's interesting is, after the Rambam lists all these four levels of perfection, he speaks about another level of perfection. It's a core level of perfection, another type of perfection. And that's imitating God, imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He speaks about the Pasuk, the Anas Drachecha, Pasuk we spoke about, which Moshe Rabbeinu learns to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He speaks about Chesed Mishpat, the Tzedakah Ba'aretz, the Shlesh HaSrei Midos. Okay? This is the Shleimus HaAdam. This is the highest perfection of man. This is the highest perfection a person can glorify in. Mishia Gila Sigas Akelius Allah Kefi Yacholto. Whoever can. He says, Ram says, Hatavish Oisit Si in the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, Kiani Hashem Oisa Chesed Mishpon Stoka Ba'oretz. Right? Right? Ki Be'ela Chofatinu Mashem. He says, Hatavish Oisit Si in the Pasuk says, the purpose. It's supposed to talk about in this pasuk. He eifo shuhivi our shleimus adam. This is coming to clarify. He eifo shuhivi our shleimus adam, that the perfection of man sheba yispar ba'emes, that a person can really glorify. Actually, the pasuk he's speaking about actually is the pasuk before this. Klei amar Hashem al yishalachol b'chokhbosoi. Rambam explains this is a person who's reached the level, all these levels of Gabyan, Chachma, Ashus, Gevura, which is the three levels of perfection. What Haskel the Oisi is this level of perfection a person imitates God ethically. He Madrega, this what is this Madrega? Shall me she gear lahasik as Achilles alakafi yacholto? Is the madriga of the person who reached to apprehend according to Bohu kifi yacholto? He was able to reach the higher the level in which he understands the cause of Hashkacha and the entire Bria. Who's that? It's Moshe Rabbeinu. Was it the purpose of the Bar Nevuchim? Is to bring us to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay. The Rambam concludes the Bar Nevuchim, Moshe Rabbeinu. He begins with Moshe Rabbeinu, speaking about the lightning, and he concludes the Bar Nevuchim with the Moshe Rabbeinu. The Bar Nevuchim is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what it is. The Bar Nevuchim is the vision, the apprehension of Moshe Rabbeinu.
But isn't it impossible for anyone to reach that?
No, no one can ever reach that. But in other words, every person, in other words, right, no, chas v'shalom. I mean, you know, we're not saying the rabbi would have to be a kaifer. The rabbi is claiming no one can reach it, but I'm saying it is.
Tzaddik to Moshe.
Tzaddik! But just tzaddik.
I mean, he's balanced, the ethical level.
Tzaddik, maybe ethical. But he can't be the chacham of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. That's tzaddik, everyone's tzaddik. You can't be Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't sit in yeshiva and learn 20 years and become Moshe Rabbeinu, not Sarah. You couldn't, but I don't think so. You can't be Moshe Rabbeinu. It's impossible. It's what the Ikum of the Rambam. No one can ever reach the Ikum of the Rambam from Moshe Rabbeinu.
So, what does the Mor Buchan get me to?
The Mor Buchan gets you to the greatest level a person could possibly reach according to his Yechonis, according to his possibility. But there's no question about it. The Mor Buchan is coming to point me in the direction of the understanding of Moshe Rabbeinu of the Torah, which is this level of intellect and ethics which constitutes the revelation of the Torah.
I mean, this understanding of the purpose of the Mor Nevuchim,
yeah,
is presumably not shared by most of the Jewish world who's not interested in learning the Mor Nevuchim. Or they just don't understand what the Mor Nevuchim is for.
The important thing is it was shared by the Rambam. There's no question about it, right. It was about it.
Is it just that they agree with this but just don't agree what he says?
I haven't polled people. Most people have never learned the Mor Nevuchim. Most people have a lot to say about the Mor Nevuchim without having learned it. Which is usually typical of people who don't like books. I find that most people who don't like books never read them. Who learned some books never read them. But in any case, in my opinion, this is rather the Rambam's. I think this is the book the Rambam says he was going to write, and he wrote it. However, so why did the Rambam say, I'm going to write a book? Say, I wrote the book. No. This is the secret message of the Bar Nevuchim. The Rambam hid it. He said, I'm going to write a book if I get the chance. He wrote the book. Why do I say he wrote the book? Maybe he didn't write the book. The answer is that we know that the Rambam was constantly correcting his Perush of Mishnayos. In fact, actually, in the Yesod HaRaviv, you know, that the Rambam was constantly editing his Perush of Mishnayos. And I presume by then he had written most of the Mor Nevuchim. Not the entire point. The secret message of the Mor Nevuchim, I'm telling Hashkafa Sarkol Dakam, you're the first ones to know this, is communicating to us Ke'en, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. But then, as the Rambam understood it from his understanding of the Torah, like he says, no one can understand it completely. But the person who understood it completely was Moshe Rabbeinu. And for us, the few flashes are good enough. Could pass it the few flashes of the Mor Nevuchim too. But when the Rambam says, I'm going to write a book about it, I'm planning on writing a book about it, he wrote it. But like every other of the deepest, message of the Mor Nevuchim, there's not very many people who actually picked up in the Rambam. But that's what I'm saying. That's my claim. Okay, so we see how central is the divorce of Moshe Rabbeinu, Prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Ikkun. Now, I want to just go on, and I want to speak a little bit about this, if I could, because divorce of Moshe Rabbeinu is quite central. And what do we mean by intellect? Now, what's interesting is that the Rambam lists four differences between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of other prophets. Okay, let's go through them very, very quickly. The Rambam says that every Navi speaks to a Kodesh Baruch Hu through an intermediate, an Emtzai. And Moshe Rabbeinu speaks directly. correctly, whatever that means.
This means he's not connected with the active intellect. He's connecting beyond the active intellect.
I don't know.
I mean, it must mean that, doesn't it? We said last week the active intellect was like a malach. It was an intermediary on some level.
Right, okay, fine. Fine. No, I'm not, you know.
So what's the mechanism? So he's the entire mechanism of
I don't know. I don't think we're possible of comprehending this, but I want to use a working understanding of it. Like I've before.
Well, this is quite important. It's not just.
I know.
It's not just qualitative.
I agree.
Quantitative. It's entirely qualitative.
I agree with you. I want to read through them and we're going to speak about it, okay? So, for example, without an intermediate, like it says, pal, pal, adaba boy. I mean, you can't say Moshe Rabbeinu saw God, because you can't see God. The other Machai, the Rambam has already told us that. So, what does it mean? It has to be some of an intermediate. What is the intermediate? We'll speak about this, okay? Now, second. Difference is the Navi sees him in a dream, either a dream, a daydream. Moshe Rabbeinu is fully conscious. Okay, imyan neviim Hashem, neviachem Hashem b'bayi love as vada b'achalav adam b'boy lo yichain abdi Moshe. So okay, the third difference is when a malach receives his prophecy. When a Navi receives his prophecy, he's shaking. He's under fear. He's under control of himself. Moshe Rabbeinu is cool, calm, and collected. Okay? And the fourth difference is that the Navi can only access the void at certain times, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Moshe Rabbeinu any time. Okay, now, once again, I can't picture these things. I don't think anyone can picture these things. I don't think anyone can comprehend these things. But what does it mean? What are these four differences? What do they mean? My opinion is, these four differences mean Moshe's nevuah constitute an act of thinking, of analytic thinking. In other words, if there's an emsai, which means there's a vision, which I have to interpret, I don't really understand the thing intellectually, or I'm dreaming, or daydreaming, I'm not fully conscious, or I'm shaking, I'm not in control of myself. Or, you know, I can't get it any time. That means I'm not really exercising my intellect, right? In a proper fashion. In other words, when a person understands something, he has to be totally in control of himself. Right? If you're learning a Blat Gemara and you're half asleep, or you're shaking, and you're not in control of yourself, you're tittering. Or you have to ask your friend for a pshat, the emsai. Or, like, you pray for siyata d'shmaya, and you can't get it now, you forgot it, and you're praying that it should come to you. That's not called learning. That's not called learning. You're not fully in control of it. Measure men, it was a spitzlabdim. He's in control of himself. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah consisted of an act of intellectual understanding, fully conscious, full of control of himself, not under any overbearing fright or fear, and understanding the thing precisely and clearly in and of itself, with all his intellectual faculties. The Rambam is basically describing how a person understands something intellectually. Not being swayed by emotion and by fright.
Was he tuned into some kind of
You're looking for a metaphysical thing. We're going to get to this. You see, I think we try to close our eyes and picture Nevuah. I don't picture it like that. It's an act of learning.
But last time we had all these mashalim and overflowing spring, and
that's for the other Navi.
I understand.
That's for the other Navi.
I understand. But I'm trying to say is the entire mechanism of Moshe Rabbeinu is totally different.
Totally, totally different. In fact, the Rambam even says that you can't even speak about them as being the. In fact, it's not even Nevuah. The Rambam says we only call both them Nevuah because they only have another word. But really, it's not Nevuah, it's the Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam says. And I think in Perek Lamed Hei, in Chelek Beis, that you can't even call them both Nevuah. But we call them by the same name, but the same name is meaningless. It has nothing to do with that. Now, what does this mean? The Moshe Rabbeinu is in totally control. It's an incredible thing. Totally in control. He's learning. Like, learning the Gemara, but totally in control. So, it turns out that, like I said before, there's nothing to imagine. Because we try to imagine anything, we're going to imagine it. So, I mean, no one can come to that level. But functionally, we have to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu is applying his intellect, just like anyone applies his intellect, except that he was on an intellectual level that was higher than any other person. Way higher than any person will be or will not be. Was or will ever be. But what the Rambam is describing here is the usage of a person's intellect where it's not being forced or being interfered with any imaginative or physical noise. Clear thinking. And that's why the Rambam has to posit Moshe Rabbeinu on a high level of seichel. Moshe Rabbeinu is just a zitzabacher, as most people imagine him to be. Now the Rambam is going to say that too. The Rambam is going to say that Moshe Rabbeinu in the eighth principle is going to say he's called a mechoikik. He's madregas seifer, a scribe. Madregas seifer. Shekoyim loy that they read to him who kaisiv kul, he writes it down. So people think Moshe Rabbeinu is a zitzabach, he's a stenographer, a secretary, so he can write it down. So what does it mean for this great intellect? This is a fundamental contradiction. Not only Yugim al-Ikrim, but a contradiction in the whole concept of Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. We're going to address that in Mitzvah Shem next time. Okay? Until then, from an undisclosed place, Yerushalayim HaKodesh, everybody should have a good week. HaKotavach.